Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your calls and your texts, and we'll head back to your calls again very shortly. But it's my pleasure to have the Brownlow medalist, the 2008 Brownlow medalist, All-Australian superstar Adam Cooney, superstar when he was a player, superstar for SEN, to have a chat about the grand final, to talk about what might actually happen on game day. Yeah, welcome to you, Adam. Great to have you on.
Good to be with you again, Dwayne. And it's my first grand final down in Catland, and that may go full enough down here. There's kids with their faces painted already. Houses have been painted. There's bloody kids donned head to toe in Geelong stuff. So they really get into it down here, don't they?
Well, my wife's a junior primary teacher, so it's the same every year. It's dressing your colours and all that kind of stuff. It's a real fun time, actually. The community aspect of it and how much it adds to Geelong, myself and my son, you know, business owners in Geelong as well, the amount of things that it adds to the city, having a successful footy club, people can't really fathom unless you live here how important it is. And it's the topic of conversation wherever you go, Adam. It doesn't matter if you're going down to get a coffee or what you're doing. And yes, in Geelong, we've got more freedom than people have in Melbourne. Yeah. I know Billy Brownless's pub is booked out on the weekend with the amount of people they're allowed to have. I know a lot of companies have got, marquees to allow them to have the maximum available. I'm not sure there's many pubs that have any seats left because you have to be seated. So it is an amazing environment. It's kind of, I'm sure it's fun for you to soak it in for the first time and get out on the streets and see how much it means to the people.
Yeah, it does. It means so much to the people. You'd say 80% of people in Geelong are mad Cats fans. So, yeah, it's been a good week. Not to gloat being down here, but it has come at the perfect time, the easing of restrictions down in Geelong, because, as you said, it does mean that people get out, dine outdoors, and grand final evening in Geelong is going to be a huge one. If the week has been anything to get a guide, I think it's going to be pretty big down in Geelong.
Yeah, and if Melbourne gets any guide from what's happened to Geelong, what I can tell you is that even though you can't have people in your homes when restrictions ease a little, it is really exciting to be able to go down to the cafe and sit down and meet people, or to a restaurant and sit down and meet people that you haven't caught up with for a long time. It's hopefully a really exciting time that Melbourne will have coming to them in the coming weeks as well. But footy, first and foremost, Adam, look, simple question off the top. What do you reckon might happen?
Oh, it's going to be hot early. I mean, what do I think might happen? In terms of, let's go with the first centre bounce, I think they'll start Dangerfield in the centre bounce, and I think they might start Dustin Martin at full forward. I would love to see that happen. I think the Cats have experimented, obviously, starting Dangerfield out of the square just to try and get some in there and a bit of representation next to Tom Hawkins. But I think Danger will be cherry ripe, prime, ready to go. He might actually combust in the first 7 or 8 minutes, such as his want and his desire to win a grand final for his side. So, look, I'd start Danger in the middle. Plant Dustin Martin in the goal square and just back that Prestia, Edwards, Cochin can get the job done inside. Get an early entry for Richmond. And then Dustin Martin, we know how good he is one out. I think that would get the Tigers off to a perfect start. But then you put Dangerfield in the middle of the ground on the flip side of that. He's going to be hammer and tong to try and win that first clearance. So, well, I think that's how, if I was coaching either side, we probably wouldn't be on grand final day because I'd be a horrendous coach. But I would go with that for either side. I think both really, really dangerous players, obviously in the middle and forward. After about 4 or 5 minutes, I'd send Paddy to full forward because I think there's going to be that huge burst of adrenaline and energy from Dangerfield. You don't want him to be raring and tearing up and down the ground. So he spent his tickets too early. So 4 or 5 minutes for Danger and then plant him at full forward, see if they can get a goal out of him as well. So that's how I'd start. And then we know how the two sides play, particularly last week was a great example from both of them. Richmond, generally not a great clearance side. Bit of wet weather footy, I thought it was just brilliant the way that Damien Hardwick and his side adjusted to those conditions, went to work and ended up smashing Port Adelaide in centre clearances and also stoppages around the ground. So I'm just amazed at Richmond's ability to be able to adapt to different circumstances. And we know they've had injury concerns again this year, just to get themselves to a point where they're playing off in another grand final, and the way that they were able to change their game and adapt. We saw Jack Revolt, who's probably the best in the business at just knocking the ball through his legs or getting that forward momentum in the wet. So contrasting styles, we know how the teams play. If the Cats can own the footy and not get sucked into that Richmond sort of game style, it's going to be a cracking contest.
Yeah, it's funny because Richmond, I think, won the 1980 grand final against Collingwood with the knock-on mentality, that a lot of their players, their taller players back on that day, simply got it to ground to KB. They didn't even attempt to take the mark. Jack's ability to spill it to ground has become something. We talk about his kicks and marks and handballs and how they've been low and he doesn't kick goals, but spilling it to ground has become a huge part of their weaponry.
It has. And because he doesn't have that leap anymore, Jack, his footy now, his IQ is still brilliant. And plus, Shai Bolton, Dustin Martin, Castagna, the smalls, they know exactly where the ball's going to go. We saw a classic front and centre by Dusty last week, and Shai Bolton's kicked goals this year from great front and centre work, Castagna as well. So the predictability of the Richmond forward line, if Tom Lynch isn't taking a big contested mark, then Jack Revolt is the next in line, either marking the footy out on a lead or knocking it to a predictable position where his forwards can crumb and kick goals.
So Harry Taylor on Tom Lynch, do you think?
Yeah, that's the obvious matchup. I think Harry's a terrific one-on-one player. Just keeps going, doesn't he, year after year, Harry. So I think he's set for a big one. It's a great matchup because Harry's still pretty good on a straight line lead. And Lynch is, obviously, that's his bread and butter. He likes to lead and crash packs and take big contested marks. So Harry should be able to go with him step for step. And also body strength one-on-one, pretty similar characters too. So it's going to be a great duel for those two.
And Dustin Martin, there's been a lot of talk about, and I think they summed it up on Footy Classified pretty well last night, Matty Lloyd and Ross Lyon, when they talked about that Dustin Martin kind of gets to do his own thing depending on who he's matched up against. If he thinks that he's best to hang around at half forward because he's got a less mobile guy on him, then he will do that. If he's got a guy on him that he thinks is going to worry a little bit being in the last line of defence, he'll take him deep, or he'll go to the midfield. It's going to be an interesting watch to see where he drifts and who they do put on him, because, you know, Cam Guthrie when he's in the midfield, or Jake Colajasny when he's forward, it's going to be an interesting watch as well.
Yeah, it is. And Guthrie's been used as a full-time tagger in the past for Geelong, but I think he's grown out of that role now, a bona fide midfielder, All-Australian. So he'll want to win his own ball too on grand final day, Guthrie. So maybe it's Parfitt that takes Dusty in the middle of the ground. They've used him in a defensive midfield role. But again, one-on-one, you saw Dustin Byrne-Jones, Dustin Martin. If you're not at least his body size, he will ragdoll you. And I think he's going to be too strong for Parfitt around stoppages. If he does go forward, Colajasny, I think, is the obvious matchup there. But again, you mentioned Dusty. He's free to roam wherever he pleases. So if Colajasny is on him deep, don't be surprised if you see Dustin Martin, if there's a stoppage 70 metres out from goal, just take Colajasny up into the stoppage, because not a great player around there. So you'd think he'd have him covered. Maybe look for Dusty to come up and be an extra at stoppages at times to try and win a few clearances through there. So it is intriguing. And he doesn't need to have 30 disposals. I mean, he has done it many times in the past, but we saw how effective he was. He got all the coaches' votes last week with 10 for his sort of 20 and two goals. So if he gets 20, 21 disposals and kicks a couple of goals on grand final day, he's going to win his third Norm Smith medal and cement himself as the best finals player ever.
Yeah, so that'll be beyond doubt for you if he wins a third?
Well, I'm not a huge historian of the game. I know Gary Ayres won a couple and was stiff in a third, I believe, and Andrew McLeod has won a couple. But if he can win three, and he's very rarely played a bad game. I think he had a poor half against Brisbane a couple of weeks ago. But apart from that, can't remember him playing a poor final.
Yeah, I think Luke Hodge is the other one that's won a couple from memory as well. So Hodge, Ayres and Andrew McLeod. No, I think I absolutely agree with you. I think it will be beyond doubt. I think it's one of the legacy items to come out of this grand final to see where, you know, how Dustin Martin plays and if Richmond win and where he is at the end of it, because there are still a few people who refuse to say that Dustin Martin is the best player in the comp right now. And if it's not Dusty, it's Danger. So you got that's in my opinion. So you got a chance for Danger to almost take over as number one, do you think, if he gets it done here and wins himself a Norm Smith?
Almost.
Almost,
it's a big
okay.
Dusty's got a couple already in the bank.
No, I'm not talking about best finals player. I'd still stay with Dusty as the best finals player. I'm with you on that. But in general, about the best player in the game, in the modern game currently, would you say that Danger and Dusty are vying for one and two?
If he can dominate this grand final, Paddy Dangerfield, and get close to a Norm Smith, I think that's all people are expecting. I mean, he is so desperate to win one, isn't he? And he's spoken about his legacy, and obviously no player's career you're satisfied with unless you win a grand final. That's the second big story there is the Dangerfield, and can he get to the top of the mountain? I think he does go to number one if he dominates grand final day. As current and in terms of this season. The other one is Gary Ablett, the fairy tale story of Ablett. We haven't spoken a lot about, and this is, we speak about greats of the game, but there's Gary Senior and Gary Junior, and he could be going out with a fairy tale finish, and that's probably slipped to maybe second or third in the terms of big stories this week, but it is amazing. Tale. We all know what happened at the Cats, went up to the Gold Coast Suns, and if he comes back to where he belongs and finishes his last game with a third flag, that would be an unbelievable fairy tale for Gary.
Yeah, spot on, and it's been good to spend a bit of time on it on this program. What about the matchups at the other end? Noah Boulder on Tom Hawkins, do you think, and will Grimes pick up Paddy if he spends a lot of time forward, and the Geelong movement into the forward line, the last thing they're going to do is bomb it long. So they're going to look for those lead-up targets as well, Gary Rowan, and try and isolate those Richmond defenders who would like to zone off if they could.
Yeah, spot on. I think Bolter will take Hawkins. He's become a terrific player. Alex Rance, Mark II. Maybe Grimes takes Ablett in the forward line. I just think he's a slippery little customer, Gary, and he showed he doesn't need a lot of the footy at half forward to be damaging. So Grimes is so good one-on-one. I remember playing on him a couple of times in my career as a deep forward. He just does not give you a metre of space. And I think Ablett, that's all he needs. So it's a Dangerfield-Grimes matchup when he's down there, and then possibly Ablett. The Rowan one is an interesting. Does Loston take him? Because he can, he can kick one or two in a short space of time, and Loston likes to drop off. So if they do kick it in long, I think Richmond will be suited. There's no doubt about that because they're sort of talls down there with Ashbury Broad and the like. But, yeah, they've got to get it to ground. So many intriguing matchups. I mean, do they send a defensive forward on Basher Hawley? Because we know how well he plays in big games as well.
So who does win it? Adam, who do you think wins it? Who's your Norm Smith tip?
I'm going to go the Tigers. Cowardly decision by me. I know living in Geelong at the moment, but I just think they've got the experience and they show that they can adapt within games, and they've done it against the Cats before. I think Richmond will win by 12 points, and I'm going to go with Shai Bolton for the Norm Smith medal. Got the 3 Brownlow votes last time they played, so plays well against the Cats, and there'll be a bit of chicken on that bone too, you would have thought.
Absolutely. It's great to have a chat to you, Adam. Could talk to some serious footy with you. So I can't wait to see you. I know we'll be fighting past each other on grand final day. So I'll see you soon.
Pleasure, Dwayne.
Adam Kearney, SEN, great. And former Bulldog and Essendon gun. 2008 Brownlow medalist and part of the SEN team. Always great to be able to tap into his brain. What did you think of all that? 1-300-736-736. Let's head back to your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736 on this continued discussion about Dusty and Gary Ablett Jr. and Patrick Dangerfield and the legacy of guys like that. And Joel Selwood included, who could be Geelong's first ever four-time premiership player. He'd be the only Geelong player to have played in four flags. All that to come with your calls next.